Sussex Cashers. Sussex Cashers.
Hello, I'm Dylan Gibbs, 28.
And I'm Titch, 321.
And welcome to the first ever episode of the Sussex Cashers podcast.
Basically, we started this podcast because, well, there isn't really one, a regional one around anywhere. So we thought we'd start a series of regional ones. And although we call it Sussex Cashers, it will be mostly based in the Brighton and Hove area.
Just because that's where we live.
And, you know, we can't drive.
Okay, so what we're going to do, though, just so it's kind of more varied than Brighton and Hove, is we're going to let you guys, if you want to like make your own episodes or give us feedback, which you can play.
Yeah.
It's more spread out.
So yeah, we did the JCB's series lately. Yeah.
It was we did it on Saturday, just gone.
Yeah. It's a nice series, I like it. It's a good walk, I must say.
It is a good walk.
The only really annoying thing I've got with it is the goddamn fence post caches.
Yeah. Me and Andrew have started kind of getting really annoyed with the amount of fence post caches there are everywhere.
It's not so much the fence post caches, it's how obvious they are. You walk on along a path and you see this massive pile of rocks on a fence post. It's just like, I wonder where the cache could be.
It starts to get quite annoying after a while.
I mean, because, you know, I've recently hidden one at the bottom of a post, but, you know, it's in the middle of a field.
So, yeah, it's not as obvious. There was that one yesterday. We won't name any names just because it's your cache.
Oh, yeah, don't spoil. And Jesus. Couldn't believe it. Walk straight past, it's there. It's like, oh my god.
The pile of rocks was just so big.
We actually missed it at first because it was so obvious.
I don't see how that happened.
Oh, that cow. Oh, cows are evil.
Anyway, so we are just getting kind of annoyed with all the amount of fence post caches there are everywhere. Well, not everywhere.
Not everywhere, but also they're incredibly difficult to be stealthy with. There's normally muggles everywhere with them. Talking of muggles, actually, interesting muggle story here. There was Lost's old fall down tower one, the one that he archived recently. I was finding that once, and this muggle and his little girl were behind me. So I hastily put it back and still walks off, did not think he had been seen. The guy then chases me down even, rugby tackles me to the floor, and accuses me of dealing drugs.
Wow. I've got a few interesting muggle
I couldn't stories. Believe it. Anyway, yeah.
My one happened yesterday, actually. I was trying this multicash in Ada. I told you about this briefly on the phone.
Oh yeah, you did.
So I was doing this multicash. I was at the second tar, and there was this group of about six or seven muggles who were about to go surfing along the seafront, sitting right where my board was pointed. I was trying to be like really stealthy and just trying to stay as far away from them as I can, but I searched the area, couldn't find anything, so I knew I had to move closer. One of the guys then comes up and says, "Have you lost something?" I'm just like, "Oh no, it's fine." And then he's like, "Can we help you then?" And I'm just like, no, it's okay," and walked off back to my bike. Then I had a brainwave, group of muggles, let's get them involved. I went over. I was kind of nervous because I didn't really know what to say, but I was like, started to say, "Oh, I'm kind of this hobby doing this hobby called geocaching." Luckily, two of them knew what it was because I think they'd found one in this campus before. And so, yeah, I'd explained like the hint and the situation and everything. And then we just got about six or seven people just looking for it. It was so awesome.
That's quite funny. The same kind of thing happened to you in Fishergate, didn't it?
Fishergate Station cache.
Yeah.
Except they didn't help. They kind of just called us weird and walked off.
Fair enough.
So yeah, so far we've talked about two things that really annoy us about caching.
We just seem to be bitching about caching.
Fence post caches and muggles. So obviously we'd like some feedback. So if there's anything that you kind of get annoyed about over and over again with caches, then yeah, just send us in. We'll give you the email later on. Because I've actually made an email address, which is quite cool. But yeah, I'll give that to you at the end of the show and just send us all your stuff. Now, in every episode of this podcast, we're hoping to get a kind of interview with different caches from the community.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's it, hopefully. We met this one cacher while we were doing JCB series, who waved to us from a while away. We kind of got a bit confused and carried on walking.
we thought he was just a weird old muggle until we overtook him, and then we were backtracking because we thought we'd missed one, and he was walking up the hill, and then he said hi to us, and we're like, my god, you're a cacher. This is so rare.
Anyway, his name is Carsby Pillowslip, and unfortunately, because he doesn't have Skype, or he just doesn't have time to get online, I emailed him the questions he would have asked him, and he replied, and Andrew will read out his answers, and I'll do that interview. So yeah, enjoy. So first of all, tell us a small bit about yourself.
My name is Phil Kowalski, sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name. I'm 36, and I work in IT in Brighton. I'm married, and I live in Southwick with my wife and fish.
What's interesting, I know this isn't part of the interview or anything, is that I've realised that his catching name is actually kind of anagram of his real name.
Kind of.
Well, he's used a few letters twice, but I don't know why I noticed that. I just saw it.
That's because you're weird and you notice ridiculous details like that.
Anyway, carrying on. So, how did you get into geocaching?
My wife and I took her sister, Tony, and her family to Tenerife last November. Tony's boyfriend, Guy on 79, yet again, don't know how to pronounce the name, sorry, introduced us to our first cache, Paseo Martimo 1, GC1JZ8Y. I've been hooked ever since.
So what's your favourite cache you've found so far?
This could have been difficult if you asked me 3 weeks ago. My favourite so far has to be the Straw and Tollbridge, GC1GDNH. It's a really clever hide, and one that we couldn't find.
Yeah, we looked today and
couldn't find it.
Anyway, why do you enjoy caching so much?
It gets me out of the house, and my brother-in-law caches too, so we often go out with his two kids and cache away. We did 17 today, and I'm planning on another 10 tomorrow.
Well, that was kind of, seeing as you answered yesterday, you did 17 yesterday. Anyway,
yesterday was Saturday, by the way, guys.
yesterday was Sunday.
Yes, it was. Guys, it's Monday. I'm losing track of days.
Because we've been talking in this episode about things you don't like, are there any things that kind of annoy you about caching?
I guess cache owners not checking their caches if they've been reported or full really annoys me.
We met you on the JCB series on Saturday. What did you think of it?
I enjoy the JCB series. It's near where I live, and I've been meaning to do the lot in one day. I'm a bit frustrated that one was missing, but that's caching.
Earlier in the podcast, you mentioned fence post caches, which are basically caches hidden at the bottom of fence posts covered by stones. The JCB series had quite a lot of these, so what are your opinions on them?
I did notice a lot of FPCs, but there aren't many very high places on the Thundercats route. It makes caching on that route a bit more predictable, though.
We also talked a bit about muggles. Have you ever had any experiences with muggles that have particularly stuck in your mind?
Just one. I was looking near the Brighton Dome on my lunch hour, and a muggle asked me if I was okay. I was tapping away on my phone and turned to her and told her I was inspecting the drain for rust. Fell for it hook, line and sinker.
Actually quite good.
Really
and are there any other things you would like to say here?
I've met some nice caches along the way. It's nice to get out and about, especially in Brighton, as I'm from Nottingham. Thank you for asking me to join in on this, by the way.
Thank you for taking part. Even though you didn't actually. Well, you did.
Indeed. You did technically, just because I read it.
Shut up,
Andrew. I proved Dylan wrong a lot. You'll learn that. Anyway.
Also on every episode, we'll hopefully talk about the cache of the show, which is like our favourite cache at the moment, or one we've done recently that we enjoy a lot.
He says we. I haven't done this one yet.
So yeah, the cache of the show, this episode, is going to be the Wonders of the River Ader, which is GC2WRZZ. Why we like it so much is because it was hidden... It was published the 28th of May, which is Saturday. I know Lost got first to find, but after that I saw it yesterday morning and I was like, oh, I've got to go get this one because I want to be second to find.
I haven't actually done this yet, so I can't really comment. I did, however, find the last stage of the cache, which I did quite think, which I did think was quite cool.
When I was reading the listing, I was quite worried though, because it says the cache will take you at least an hour by car.
Jesus Christ!
Obviously, I can't drive, so I decided to cycle. But that would have taken me more than an hour. But
again, he said again. There he says, "I." That was we. We decided to cycle.
No, Andrew, I'm talking about yesterday when I went on my own.
Oh right, Kay. Whatever.
So you know that. Anyway, yeah. So I decided to cycle because I can't drive. We decided to cycle today just to finish it off. But anyway, I got to the first location, which I've used quite a lot. I've been there quite a lot before because my friends and I used to do filming for YouTube videos there. It's a pretty good location. Using the hint, I managed to find the first cache quite easily. I'm not sure if it will stay there for quite a while, though.
Really? Why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say that?
It's just in a slightly obvious place, and it might get muggled.
You say that? Your cousin's hasn't been muggled yet.
Yeah, but this one's kind of more obvious.
Oh, fair enough.
I won't ruin it. Well, I won't, but if something happens there, it might get lost or gone.
Fair enough.
I'm trying not to give it away too much. Interesting thing with this, because I have an iPod Touch, I can't get internet out and about, so I'm usually very bad at multi-caches, aren't I?
Yeah, just a bit.
But luckily I have my map, and you know last time when I used the distances between the coordinates to work out?
Have you done some of your major coordinate mapping?
This time I realised that there's actually the longitude and latitude around the edge of the map.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't realise last time. Anyway, so I used a ruler, split all of them up into like temps, just so I could like get a better scale, and then just drew lots of lines across so I managed to get an exact location.
Awesome.
I say exact, it was still about 10 metres out.
Fair enough.
10 metres big. Anyway, so yeah, I had a little painted circle which I went and painted off to. I could see why it took so long when I'd drawn that, because it was all the way around the other side of the harbour.
Oh, yay. For those of you who don't know, Shoreham Harbour is the most ridiculous structure in the world.
It's not ridiculous, it's just, there's no, like...
There's no through roads, at all.
I mean, I want there to be, like a footbridge across from the port to, like...
There really should be, because there's two roads either side of the power station. Both are often used, but to get to either of them, from either of them, you have to go right out and round. You have to go about a third of a mile round just to get back. It's just so annoying.
I'd say it's more than a third of a mile. Just to get back to like the main land.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to walk. Anyway, so I didn't mind cycling.
Yeah, fair enough.
Apart from the wind, that was quite annoying. But anyway, I got to the second location, and this is where I was talking about my muggle story earlier. We were all the muggles. So yeah, I got them all helping. We found the second one easier. Once again, both me and Lost have shared the view that we're not sure if it will stay there quite a while.
Fair enough.
Because, I don't know, might not the best hiding place. Anyway, so... I've drawn more lines, said goodbye to my group of muggles who I was hoping have joined caching because they said it was a good idea, and went off to the third location, well, the final, which, as you know, is even further back past the first one. You have to cycle all the way back.
It's when he says that, it's when he says it's even further. It's even further. It's Ada Leisure Centre, for Christ's sake.
Don't tell them that, you just ruined most of it.
Oh, I'll have to cut that out. It's in Ada, for Christ's sake.
Well, around that area.
Yeah, but...
Trying not to give too much away here. Anyway, I couldn't find it, although I did only have the map. Well, quite fun. It was quite fun there, because I had received a call from my mum saying she wanted to be back in about 35 minutes. And it took me about 20 minutes to cycle back from there. So I had 15 minutes, and only a rough, like, circled one on the map. I ended up cycling up to, if anyone's heard of Lukey, who's hidden the Upper Shoreham trilogy kind of thing recently. He's my cousin, and I ended up cycling up to his house to steal his internet in the end, just so I could get on Google Maps and find where it is exactly. But then, obviously, I managed to cycle back down with like 5 minutes left, spent a few minutes looking, couldn't find it, and then just went.
Fair enough. That's quite an awesome cache. I'll have to do the other two stages of that, though.
And yeah, me and Andrew, we cycled up today, we just got it, and I stole a geocoin, well, I didn't stole those.
You can't really say you stole the Geo coin for the cache.
The thing is, if you take a trackable, you don't actually have to put anything back in, do you?
Well, we don't think so anyway. I've never lived by that.
That's one of the trackable rules, I think. It's not as bad as the fairy dust.
Oh, it's funny. We won't tell them about that, though.
Yeah, if you want to know what that's about, just look at my log for
email us, we'll explain.
Or just look at my log for Upper Shore and Bush. So yeah, that's why it's the cache of the show, just because it takes you to good locations if you haven't been around the area before.
Which is what geocaching should do, really.
Yeah, and it's quite enjoyable, and I guess I liked it just because of the mug story that happened.
Yeah.
That was epic. So yeah, that's our geocache of the show.
So that, and I believe that does bring the end of the... I edit out. I do believe that brings around the end of the show.
Okay, so if you want to give us some feedback, we will read out emails. If you want to give us some like audio, we'll be happy to play that on the show. Just send it all to our new email address, which is sussexcaches@gmail.com. sussexcaches@gmail.com.
We'll put a link in the description.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll just play anything, really.
We say anything. Keep it tactful.
And about caching.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to appear on the show, or if you want to, because it's going to be, as we said earlier, like a collaboration podcast where we'll let some of you record your like whole episodes, just so it's not me and Andrew every single time.
And possibly Hoodoo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, if you want to record an episode, if you have any ideas, just email and we'll look at them all, and we're going to try and hopefully get this podcast quite successful.
Going to try.
Let's see if we can get it on iTunes. Congratulations, if you're listening to this, Andrew actually managed to get it on iTunes.
I know, if you're listening to this, it's a miracle, I work iTunes.
Yay. No one's going to be listening to this.
Yeah, now no one will listen to this, and it'll be a really, really awkward moment in which then no one will listen to that. And it'll just become an in joke between you and me.
The podcast is dead. No!
No! Anyway,
so yeah, that's it, really. Look out for the second episode. We'll be talking about the cycle event that we both attended recently.
Yeah, that will probably come out sometime this week or next week. We haven't decided the full date.
We'll also be talking about a topic that's close to Andrew's heart, about caches that are kind of scary.
Shut up. I'm claustrophobic, so I don't like going into small spaces in which both the caches we will be discussing are.
Yeah, you'll learn about that next episode. Anyway, so goodbye from me, Dylan Goose 28.
Goodbye from me, Titch 321.